When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome once again to the Chelsea podcast. We're here to preview our game on Monday. Sorry, I was about to say Sunday, of course. Move to Monday for the television. Everton at the Bridge. And I am joined as ever by the lustrous. I've gone away from the M words, but he's looking gorgeous there. Yes, the lustrous Mooch. What's going on, my friend?
All good, brother.
Okay, well, that's good. It's good to know.
All good, brother.
Yes, well, you know, maybe that's what we should just take up watching WWE, really. Yeah. And we're very pleased to be joined once again to discuss this forthcoming match by Jan Noble, big Blues fan and performance poet. Jan, welcome back.
Good to be here. Thanks for coming on.
Everton. So another line is drawn. We will draw a big line under what has gone over the last couple of weeks. And we look at our forthcoming fixture with Everton. They are a team who I can't quite get a handle on. They've had a really weird season. I mean, obviously, Dyche came in, shored them up to a certain extent. They've clearly had a rough time of it in terms of getting the points deduction, 10 originally, and then reduced to 6, and then they've been given an extra 2 points this week. I mean, it looks to me like they will struggle to be relegated, but it's not beyond the bounds of possibility. And having said all of that, despite having another not particularly impressive season and all these troubles going on, of course, they beat us comfortably at Goodison. What do you make of them, Jan? Have you seen much of them? And do you feel like they're relegation fodder, or have they really been kind of made only to look that by the points deduction?
Yeah, I mean, do I feel sorry for them? not really. No, well, I a little bit. I mean, I don't, you know, they actually, that getting those 10 points docked seemed to kickstart their season. You know, there was a bit of a bounce there, wasn't there? You know, and actually, add those points back on, I don't think they're that high in the table, are they? If we stick all those points back on, I don't think, you know.
Well, without looking
definitely,
at it. Yeah, it's 8 now, isn't it? So, I mean, it's probably still not the
13th still.
You know, it's not where they want to be.
No.
But it's another one, isn't it? I mean, we could wallop them 3-0 or
vice versa.
Or vice versa. I don't know. They're having a season like we're having. I don't think they know. They don't quite know who they are yet. You know, are they? You know, are they shoring themselves up, or are they? You know, I thought they were. They've always. You know, they've never kind of really had consistency.
No,
you know, I mean, fighting into the top four. You know,
no, they've had financial issues, of course, and you know, ownership issues and. It now seems to be. I mean, the big thing was that they've been, you know, they're moving out of Goodison. I'm not sure if that's next year or the year after. But the thinking or the argument seems to be now that because they're doing that and because obviously a lot of the money that would otherwise be available for players is going on that you know they are going to sort of have to tighten their belts in terms of purchasing and. you know, as we've said, you know, even if they hadn't had the points deduction, they'd still only be, well, I think they'd be like 14th still, actually. So, I mean, it's not like they've been magnificent, you know, without the points deduction. I mean, the FFP thing, that I think there's been a lot of old chat about. I only bring it up really because, as I say, it's something that might be of concern to us at some point in the future.
Yeah, this is. I don't want to gloat too much because
no,
I don't want to be. Yeah. I don't want to be in sixth next season, and then we have our points deducted, and that's what's gonna to fuck us over. Yeah, you don't.
Where do you stand on them generally, though? I mean, have you got? You see, I'm torn with Everton because on the one hand, I've got a bit of affection for them because they're not Liverpool.
They're not Liverpool. That's the big thing, isn't it?
Massive win.
That's all it is. I sort of sympathise with it. I kind of get that, and I think we were very much like them. And I think, you know, that we've always had the kind of Tottenham Arsenal thing for years. You know, that we were the sort of like the other club in London, third, sort of thing. Yeah. You know, and they still think they still think we are. You know. But I, you know, I've got a passionate fan base. You know, I don't think they're not booing their own.
No.
Are they?
No. Not as far as I know.
They don't boo their own.
But I mean, you know, so I think from what I can tell, I mean, they've had a pretty poor run. But having said that, they did have a win, this past weekend. They actually managed to pull off a win. Having said that, they've had a terrible run, but have maintained a standard of play. I think they've been a little bit unlucky. They played some of the Oppo further up the league, have also had some sort of not particularly edifying draws, but there's always, I think you will always see, a level of effort from them, and there's some players in there that I know that have been with the club some time who the club have a lot of affection for, fans have a lot of affection for. So I think they've never had that kind of, you know, it's like a new bunch of star players have come in and let them down a bit, which is more of our which is more what our situation is. But you're right, I mean, in the 90s that we were probably an equivalent, you know, hovering around 14th, 15th, 16th. At the end of the sort of, you know, the dreadful Porterfield era and the beginning of the Glenn Hoddle era, we were a sort of like-minded team. I always remember, though, being at the Bridge in 98 when we played Bolton, and if Bolton won or did better than Everton's result, Everton would go down, and we were singing "Let Them Score" to the players. Chelsea fans were singing "Let Them Score" in the hope that Everton would be relegated. I mean,
and they haven't been. Are they the only side that hasn't been relegated from the top?
The only one,
blight.
Exactly that. Yeah.
You know, it is.
It's a proud record, isn't it? We've had now 7 consecutive games, I think, is where the opposition has scored at least twice, which is a very frightening stat when you consider that some of the clubs that we played in that time. Everton have only scored more than once in one match out of 14 this year. Surely, surely, gentlemen, this is the week.
Surely, gentlemen.
Where
when they score more.
Wow. Yes, there was a sort of inherent sneer, wasn't there, in that? Sorry, Jan, you're quite right.
Come on, Everton, you got it.
When they finally turn it around, we're the
You'll
club.
Do it in the last minute.
It's the Chelsea podcast, Kiss of Death. This will be the week where... No, you would think that this, you know, if this... I mean...
It's best not to think.
I mean,
said this last week. We said we've got to do it. They're rock bottom. They're dross. We can't lose to this lot, and we didn't lose. But it wasn't as easy as it wasn't easy. We didn't get the result we needed.
This is exactly what we said. We said it would be typical of Chelsea to put on a good performance, well ish, against Man United, and then go up to Sheffield and be toilet. And I'm not saying we were toilet against Sheffield United, but we, you know, God almighty, we should have won that match. But yeah, the letting in of goals is clearly, it's something we covered in the main pod, and it's a concern. Dominic Calvert-Lewin is back and playing, and I think he got their goal at the weekend. I could be wrong. There was a bit of a scuffle, so I can't remember who it came off in the end. But, you know, I want to feel, because we're at home and, you know, because we're up against a team who have struggled to score, you know, this might be the time where we actually break this run.
I'd like to think that we'd be on the bounce, you know, yeah. That actually that there was a kind of, you know, coming back from Sheffield, kind of thinking, we've done it again. This is another opportunity, you know. And I'd like to think that is going to be the case. I don't think they will have the same bounce that they did when they got docked 10 points. Now having been docked 2 points, they won't be, we're up against it, come on, lads. You know, that won't be a factor as it might have been in the past. So, if anything, they kind of, that might have, you know,
dissipated.
Here we go again. You know,
I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but this is our last easy game of the seasons. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is our last game against sort of lower league opposition, because we've got a hell of a run in. It's not looking good. But then we seem to do a marginally better against those sort of sides. So it's a double edged sword. But
it's funny though, because I don't think, even though they're sort of languishing, I don't consider Everton, even if they've been down there for all this time, I don't see them as a lower bottom of the table side. They are Everton, you know.
I'm pretty sure that does
count for something, you know.
I'm pretty sure they would consider themselves above the level of the Burnleys, the Sheffield United, the Lutons, the Nottingham Forests, the Crystal Palaces, even. I mean, it's...
Can I just pick you up on the pluralization of football teams? A bit of a bugbear.
It's a hill you're going to die
Lutons,
on.
The Lutons, the Crystal Palaces. There is only one Crystal Palace. That's God.
You know? The likes of. I'm so sorry. You're quite right. Okay, so what about lineups, gents? Because I mean, there's. I think Chile was ill, otherwise he might have been involved in the squad last weekend. I would, given that, you know, he would probably replace Cucurella, I'd be delighted, because unfortunately Cucu, he'd started off this season and looked like he might turn around a few opinions, but the last few games, I'm afraid he's slipping back to where he was last season. Malo Gusto is training again, which is a very good thing. I don't think De Zarzi did badly as right back, but I'm much happier seeing someone who knows what he's doing there. But so there are possibilities. But does Madueke keep his place? Do you think Sterling might now get a shout after a couple of games out?
I'd like to keep Nonny back in the side. I think we want to have someone who can do something in a game, whether he comes on as an impact player again, maybe. But I think he deserves a start. I think him and Mudryk is a dangerous sort of wing duo that shock and awe. I like it.
Yeah, putting pressure and pace up against, against their fullbacks, and they've obviously had a fairly ropey season defensively as well. So, yeah, I think that's not a bad shout. Yeah, and what about you?
Same. I'd keep Nonny in, and I think you know, Sterling's man enough to sit it out. You know, I think the younger player would kind of suffer kind of by not being given the opportunity, and I think Sterling is a. You know, I mean, he's a pro, and he will work. He works on himself. I know he does. And I mean, he hasn't had a few terrible games. And I thought it was appalling that we booed him because he does work, and he will only want to get better. And I think he'd be okay on the bench. You know, he'd be sort of like, I've got to improve. And I think just, I would, yeah. So I wouldn't start with Sterling.
No, fair dues. I think at the moment I probably see Madueke as more an impact player. After, as we said, a cracking goal to crown an otherwise not especially outstanding performance against Sheffield United, that's probably enough to say, you know, give him a shout. And as we also said, that, you know, he's someone who knows where the net is. And you can't say that about all our, you know, players who play in the front six. What about Kani Chukwuemeka? You see, I have high hopes for this lad. And I think the trouble is he's thinking about where he slots in if you know you're going to play Enzo and Caicedo and Cole Palmer and probably Gallagher. I'm not sure where else he gets in the lineup. But I'd like to see more of. What about you?
Yeah, I thought he was good at the start of the season. I thought we had some good games. Young player. I think you're right though. It's where is he going to squeeze in? But that's what a good performance will do, putting pressure on other players in your position.
Sure. But
he's got a job on his hand there. That's for sure.
Well, we do have Jan. Before I ask you your opinion on him, we do have the situation where I think I know Nicholas Jackson, but I think also Caicedo are a game away. They've got, after 32 games, it goes back to zero, but we're only on 30 games, I think. So if either of those two got their 10th booking in one of the next two games, they would be banned for two games. So, is there an argument to say that Caicedo has a rest this game?
There is. A very strong one, I think.
I mean, yeah. It may just be that, you know, he's been playing
very
a lot of football.
Sort of pragmatic thinking. Yeah.
And he's had a couple of games where he's not been at his absolute best as well. And, you know, and obviously he has travelled and played with Ecuador as well. So maybe there's that kind of, you know, sitting down just for one game, even if it is just for one game, and give someone else a chance to come in and have a crack. Yeah, well, I'm going to go with that.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm fine. I'm kind of all out of ideas for this.
I think that's it.
You know.
Should we rest Poch? Should we rest Poch for a game or two? Give him a break.
We could try that. You know.
If only we could find a combination that worked.
See,
we've been
how Caicedo is at managing. Like, could you get him? Yeah,
it really is in the balance, because there does seem to be a kind of just a little bit of momentum, even though we didn't take the full.
Yeah.
This is a golden opportunity against Everton. It's a golden opportunity to kind of just, you know, nudge up a little bit further, you know.
Yeah.
And I think this is the time where we're not playing out the season. We're absolutely not playing out the season and writing it off and saying it's a mid-table finish. This is the push, and it has to be managed, you know, to perfection. So I think this is where we've got to see Poch.
Yeah.
You know, working.
Agreed.
Being absolutely precise.
Yeah, seems,
you know, and Jackson's new sort of Pogba haircut, you know, I think the blue and white stripes, that'll work.
Well, let's hope. I mean, we did say before that this run of games came out, the Burnley, Man U, Sheffield United, Everton game, we talked about, you know, we're expecting is the wrong word with Chelsea, isn't it? But we felt like 10 points were eminently possible. I mean, 8 is still possible, and It should be doable. And let's move on to the predictions, lads. I mean, let's, you know, cut
six,
to the chase.
Six is also feasible.
Hey, look, with the points deductions coming lightly. In, four is possible.
It's I know this predicting lark is almost a pointless affair when it comes to Chelsea, but let's do it anyway. Let's put our necks on the line. Jan, we always give people the chance to make a head prediction and a heart prediction. Or maybe you just want to make one. How do you think this one's going to go?
You know, heart is, yeah, they'll be coming back from Sheffield feeling really disappointed with themselves after the euphoria of Thursday night. And it's another great day at Stamford Bridge where we ship a whole load of goals and come away 3-2.
I don't know if my heart would be able to take that, but okay. That's good.
That's,
it's a win.
That's heart.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. That's what I, yeah. But what I think, you know, I mean, I can see us. I don't want to. This whole season is about, as you say, the whole thing is about expectation, and we expect to win it. It's Everton. They're scrapping at the bottom.
Mm.
It's going to be a draw. 0-0.
Oh my word!
No.
Yeah, Mooch, come on then, enlighten us, sunshine.
No. I don't think we're gonna win. I think it's gonna be I hope we can get a clean sheet. That would be nice.
Yeah,
that would be really nice.
Would you settle for a 0-0 as a clean sheet though?
If the performance was good and we just went back to just needing a striker again, and we can just be solid at the back, I think that's more important than sort of getting a load of a load of goals. I want to see a little bit of consistency with the defence. Right. That's what I'd like.
Wouldn't we?
I'll take a 0-0. Fuck yeah. It.
Oh. I mean, I think it's gonna. I think it will be. I think it'll be 2-1. I don't think we'll keep them out, but I think we will take the lead, be well on top in the game, unbelievably and non-understandably, we will give away some goal either towards the end of the first half or the beginning of the second half, and then we'll win with a chatty, soft penalty buried by Mr. Cole Palmer. around 85 minutes and breathe another sigh of relief.
102 minutes.
Yeah, well, whatever you like. And that will be...
Set some more records.
And then we'll just think, you know, and then next year all we'll consider is the fact that it was another win.
Yeah.
But, well, that's it, gentlemen. I mean, let's hope we're all wrong and we absolutely stuff them. It's, you know, stranger things have happened. It's been lovely to be chatting to you again, both. Jan, what are you up to next? Have you got shows in the offing?
I have. I'm going into Bandit Country in South London next month. Yeah, at the Jack Studio Theatre from the.
I know the Broccoli Jack very well. I performed at the Broccoli Jack. Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah, smashing little venue. Good luck
it's
with that. Where can people find out about those if they're interested?
And they can find out about that from the Body 115 website, which is body115spelt out.com.
Excellent.
Which is the name of the show as well.
Yes. Please do go and see Body 115 at the Broccoli Jack, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're going to the game on Monday night, have a brilliant time. And don't forget, keep the blue flag flying high. We'll see you very soon.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.